All right, who's up?
Offensive line, go back to what it was.
The offensive line, we're working through that right now, working through some different combinations, seeing who's healthy, and getting guys experience moving around and competing in some different spots.
Would Justin Pugh, is he still, when you say moving guys around, is he still strictly a tackle, or is that something you would think about moving him around also?
He played right tackle today, yes.
What did Weston do after his demotion?
Weston had some good moments in the game, but he was like the rest of us. You know, we need to be more consistent in the second half.
When you look back on it, what could you have done? I mean, obviously, it kind of snowballed there for the offense in regards to basically giving 14 points. What could you have done to sort of, in retrospect, get it going or make it easier for the offensive function with the offensive line struggling?
Well, you know, my name's on all of it. And turnovers, that's my responsibility. It goes back to fundamentals. And we need to do a better job of taking care of the ball, and that starts with me. And it goes back to practice. It's not just about the game. It's about practice and the way you train. And I need to do a better job there.
Do you guys need to do a better job of getting the ball in Odell's hands in the second half of games? I think he's only had 5 targets in the last 2 games.
I think any time you can get the ball in his hands would be wise.
Do you consciously break that up? Do you pay attention to that? Or
yes. Yeah. Yes.
When he doesn't get the ball, I mean, I assume that the other team can take him away if they want. I mean, are teams doing that more?
I think teams are conscious of where he is and the impact that he can have on the game. In times of – in difficult times, you think of players, not plays. And he is one of the guys we need to think of in critical times in the game.
You talked about this before. When it starts to get that way, mm-hmm. Do you have to find different ways to get him the ball in regards to, you know, maybe using him in ways that you haven't traditionally used him at least to this point?
Yeah, we train him in a variety of spots, and he's done a nice job there. And really, you saw at the end of the game there, in the in that drive we scored with 3 minutes left, we moved him in some different spots and got back to some simple basic things and got his hands on the ball a couple times there.
Is that in-game adjustment that you're kind of making or on the fly, or is it something you, I mean, obviously you prepared for to some degree, but, how much of that is in-game adjustment? How much of that is something you prepared a special
probably
package
a little,
for?
Probably a little bit of both. A little bit of both.
From a play-calling perspective, when you're down to your when you have to move Jerry to right tackle, you're bringing Dallas who hasn't played, does it limit what you think you can do or the confidence of what you can do in that spot just based on the reality of these guys not getting enough reps in those spots?
Yeah, I'll say, what I said earlier is you have confidence in the guys. I mean, they're all pros. They work at it. You know, Dallas Reynolds works his tail off and prepares for each game like he's starting. And, hats off to John Jerry moving out the right tackle and against their rushers and doing a heck of a job and competing. You'd like to do some things to get their feet wet, when you first make that move, but you have to have confidence in them, and we did. And it took us a little, we had some manageable third downs in the game that we didn't come up with early on. That hurt us, and obviously we need to take better care of the football. And when it's on the ground, we need to get it.
Andre talked a couple weeks ago when Rashad came back, the idea that stepping away might give him a little bit more perspective, maybe more patience to understand what his job would be. Have you seen a difference in him the last couple weeks with Rashad being back on the field?
I think it's healthy for a young guy to be thrust into a role and have a chance to see a veteran come back in and do the same job. I think he has a chance to really apply some of the lessons that he's learned, see how another guy goes about his job, and then learn from it. So I think that's helped him.
When you look at those two guys, you have one guy averaging 3.9 yards a carry, one guy averaging 2.9 yards a carry. They're running behind the same offensive line. Mm-hmm. How do you sort of view that as the reason why there's such a yard in regards to that is a pretty big disparity?
Well, every play tells its own story, and you'd have to look at each play and each game differently and how we match up. I know we had some tough matchups with Andre in there. Not to say that we didn't with Rashad, but that you'll learn more about that when you do the off-season studies and the scheme studies and things like that. Some, you know, some guys have, you know, run some things a little better than others. Strengths and weaknesses are different, and then it depends on how you match up against the opponent.
He ran in the season. Yeah. Early on in the season, you guys, there were a couple games where you guys made a real strong effort to get Ruben the ball early in the game, and over the past couple games, he's kind of seems like he's gotten a little quieter. Has his role or your view of how to use him in the offense kind of changed?
No. You know, Ruben is a starting receiver for us. We have a lot of confidence in him, and yeah, I mean, he made some nice catches and ran well with the ball after the catch last week.
How disappointing is it that you had a, I mean, this is a guy who's supposed to be the leader of that room, and you guys had to take a disciplinary action against him, you know, what is it, we were 11, 12 games into the season?
We, you know, I have a lot of confidence in Ruben. Moving forward, we expect him to be a big part of the things we're doing. And, you know, he's getting better, and we expect him to continue to improve. And the better decisions you make between the white lines and outside the white lines, the better you'll be.
If Rashad can't go, how much can Darkford give you?
He's working his way into it. He's been here for a little while. He's smart, conscientious. We trust him. He has a little different flavor back there for us. And next man up.
What is it that's different about him? When you say different flavor, what do you see as the difference that he can bring?
He's a shiftier type guy, and we like his. Stay tuned. We'll leave it at that.
He can catch the ball, right? That's one of the things that he.
Yes, he has a good set of hands. Yep.
Eli's faced a lot of pressure during the losing streak. Are there things he can do to handle that better, or are there times where he just doesn't have a chance to make a play because of it?
Pressure, you mean
put under
just
duress,
from the rush? Exactly. You know, there are times where you want to get the ball out quickly. There are other times where you may have to hold on to it a tick longer than you'd like under adverse conditions. First and foremost, we need to take care of the football. After that, we may need to hang in there and take a hit to complete the ball. And that's part of the game.
Have you been seeing enough of that in your estimation from him, being in there, staying in there and taking the hit?
Yes,